Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode with Live with Mike. Hashtag me during the show. Hashtag Live with Mike. Plain and simple, that goes on every single network, even Instagram. That's, again, Live with Mike. Listen up. I'm going to do an announcement before we get started this afternoon. We're currently setting up a podcast interview with one of the First Amendment activists from Houston. He's been seen on news stations, and he's been also auditing local area police departments just for accountability, like police accountability or other things thereof. Again, we will soon have the founder of News Now Houston, Mr. David Warden, on the phone to hang out with us for a few minutes. Of course, this will be a very interesting conversation again about the First Amendment auditing of police departments. There's a lot of controversial issues about this. You've seen people being arrested. You've seen videos being seized, video cameras being destroyed. This guy, Mr. Warden, has been doing this for a long, long period of time. Again, we'll have him on the phone in a couple episodes at least from now, like two more episodes of give and take. We're going to allow him to give his input on why he does this and the reasoning all behind this. He only gave us the update. We're just going to nail him a few questions. Of course, that is News Now Houston. You can find him on YouTube. Of course, again, News Now Houston. Again, he is the First Amendment activist all the way down in Houston, Texas. Now, again, he's been seen all over the news down there. Again, he audits local police departments and police officers in that area. Alrighty, let's see what's cooking. I have no other announcements beyond that, just because I am pre-recording this, because we had a very busy week because of the Democrat National Convention, so I decided to take not fall on Saturday off, so give me a break here, right? I'm just going to hit it out and open with the today's topic. Again, there's a fresh look on the website, you noticed. I hope you like it. Again, if you like what you see and you want to see more, why don't you click that donate button and give a little bit of hunk of change to us. We can do more than what we have been doing. I'm not going to ask you more of your time and donations because you know the donation tab is there. Again, welcome to Live with Mike. And, there is one news. The news that I do live is being rescheduled. I will come out with the new schedule as soon as I start my new job. Just because I want to make sure we get the news out. I might end up doing it twice a day, one in the morning time and one very late at night, just because I'm going to be working probably odd hours working at the new job, the PM hours. We're short staffed, that's why I do what I do with so little that I have. It is what it is. Alrighty, before we take a break, there's another thing we want to talk about, etiquette in our Facebook pages. We see a lot of cussing lately, and we appreciate you being a member or a fan with us, but since we are family friendly, we ask that you try to limit your cuss words. Or other statements that probably is questionable. our moderator says undo you around the clock. Now, with that said, we do allow conversations. We allow comments. But if it's questionable, they'll contact me. But if it's cussing, it's immediately that you'll be able to see it, but other people will not see it. It's blocked. The word is blocked. We just don't allow cussing in any of our Facebook pages because it's family friendly. Another thing, we allow grammar police in our Facebook pages or social media accounts. We allow you to hang out with us, but please don't come and harass our fans on using proper grammar. Okay, we allow, let's say, non-political grammar issues in our social media accounts and also our website. So keep your grammar perfect. Suggestions to yourself. If you want to harass people over how they word things, keep it to yourself. Harassment is against the law, and we will not put up with it in our company. You will be banned immediately. You can appeal that by email us at kristenworldnewslive@gmail.com if you have a problem with it, or if you want, you can contact your or get advice by your attorney. Have your attorney contact us. We believe that people have the right to express themselves, freedom of speech, any way they want. Grammar police is welcome. Again, do not come to harass our audience. We welcome everybody, even the ones with bad grammar. If you want a grammar perfect website, make one for yourself. Make a perfect social media account or a perfect social media website just for grammar perfect people. Do not come to discriminate against our audience on bad grammar. We will not allow that. If you want, you can contact your attorney and get advice from your attorney. Have your attorney contact us if you have a question about it. Again, that is harassment and discrimination. That is not permitted in any of our social media accounts, including our official website. Again, you do have freedom of speech within our website, but if you want grammar perfect, you came to the wrong place because we don't permit it. It's harassment, pure harassment. We are non-political correct, so there you are. If you want to make fun of my grammar, so be it, but keep it to yourself. Alrighty, that's it. End of story, end of topic. You can appeal my decision on that all you want. We'll listen to you, but my word still stands. It is what it is. We'll be right back with today's hot topic right after this.
A plain English overview of small business VoIP. Everything the small business owner or manager wanted to know about voice over IP protocol, but were afraid to ask. VoIP is everywhere, and if applied to your small business properly, can save you money while enhancing your efficiency and overall productivity. This article is written by Scott Bernhardt, Cisco Certified Voice Professional, CCNA, CCNP, Cisco Express Foundation Design Specialist, and Small Business Owner. This is not a guide written on VoIP for experts. This is a guide on VoIP for small business owners written by an expert. Easy to read, this paper explains in easy to understand concepts the complex technical issues of VoIP, and more importantly, how it applies to your small business phone system. Today, small businesses can save money and at the same time enhance communications. It's all explained in detail and in plain English here.
Hello, I'm Christian Evans. I lost nearly 200 pounds without any diet pills or surgery. I feel way better than I did when I was this guy right here. Believe it or not, I'm the same person, but a different mindset. I'm more energetic, I'm more healthier, and I have the best outlook on life than I've ever had in my entire life. I want you to have this same good feeling like I have. I have a program for you, and it's called the Christian's Weight Success Starter Program. Direct message me to learn more.
We're back on Live with Mike. Again, hashtag Live with Mike. Christian Evans, a good friend of mine. Give him a holla. He'll help you out with programs to help you better yourself. Even Voice over IP, give them a call. Mention my name. Mention Christian Raw News. We'll get a little bit of something back in return, like a little small discount. We don't know this yet. We're working up a deal. Now, what is our hot topic of the day? A good question, because I'm an active blogger for the Palmer Food Blog, and we always come up with good subjects. Today's subject is out of the ordinary. It's part one of a two-part series. I haven't decided how many parts I want to go with this yet, but so far I've started with part one of a topic called Thinking Outside the Box. Now, this is a food-related subject, so if you get bored, hey, it's all for you, you know? But if you like, it's just, you know, you might not get bored in a way, because we're going to talk about a little bit how to get a job in the restaurant industry if you want to go online cooking or whatever. Also, we're going to talk about work ethic and when you should or shouldn't call in and stuff like that. You know, it's something that people need to know these days for a fact. So, again, this might be another raw but very straightforward type of the subject. I'm very controversial in some subjects, you noticed. I will lay it on the table like it is. So, welcome to today's topic. If you work in food service or have plans to work in food service, see, I worked in food service before, and I'm going back in it because once you work in food service, it's on your blood. You can't get enough of it. You want to go back to reignite that spark. However, the problem is with restaurant these days. The boss wants you to stick with the company recipe if you're cooking. Or the boss wants you to stick with the safety issues around the restaurant or on the floor and the where the people eat at. However, your boss might give you some leeway to allow you to be creative. Why I say that? That's a good question. Creativity is big time in a restaurant these days. You see it on TV a lot. You get these small little portions that cost you big bucks, $50 a plate with small portions. You're still hungry when you leave the restaurant. Why is that? They charge enormous prices in those restaurants, just because they're trying to make an extra buck to keep the doors open or pay extra money to the staff, which you notice they're getting minimum wage, but the chef is making top dollar, which isn't fair. But some companies these days, such as chain hotels that has a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant, one of them is Best Western. They have a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant. Some of them do. Once you, if you want to cook there or be a line cook, they want you to have like a tryout session. That means you cook for your future employer, and your future employer will invite a couple of guests. So you might have two or three people that you're going to be feeding. They want you to cook something off the menu. The reason is, number one, they want to continue to cut down food costs. Okay, you use whatever's in the kitchen during that time, or like I said, cook off something off the menu. Don't make up a sandwich. Okay, that will not earn you brownie points to get you hired onto the restaurant. Everybody likes a good sandwich, okay, but it will not land you the job that you're looking for. Make your dish extraordinary. Let's say different than what you normally see. See, if you never ate in that restaurant, chances are you don't know what they're up to. So, you know, if you just cook a plain platter, you know, here's the fact. Will that help you get hired? Alrighty. So they're looking for creativity, taste, texture, a few more categories, but also when you come in for the actual job interview, before you go back in the kitchen to do your sample test, look at the restaurant. What are you looking at? You're looking at culture. You're looking at what type of food they cook. Look at the menu. Look at everything. Try to think about everything before you even go back there in the kitchen. That's very important that you do that. You want to earn the trust and the points from your future employer. My first suggestion is to go simple. Go light, but be straightforward with your dish. Don't make it too complicated or confusing. 99 or 96% of the restaurants these days serve chicken. We know that for a fact. So go something like a lemon chicken piccati. That's very simple to do, very light, very straightforward. Also, you could do pork cutlets with butternut squash, apple with cranberry, saute it real good. However, I know for a fact that some of the restaurants don't have that on the menu. Some of the restaurants might have chicken parmesan or chicken fettuccine or some spaghetti. You know, that's good. But can you do something, can you add something different to that plate? Add more taste, more texture, more color. What can you do to make it spectacular? Always have a question mark. But never second guess yourself. That's my next tip. Never second guess yourself. Because if you second guess yourself, that leaves you open to suggestions. You'll go around asking cooks what's best to serve or whatever. Don't second guess yourself. Be creative. Think outside the box. Make your own dish. Okay. But select from the menu. Because you're cooking for your future employer or whatever and his guest that he invites. Okay. You might just get now a culinary school, whatever, brand new, whatever, or just looking for another job as a line cook or whatever, or first time being a chef. Here's my next tip. Just be you and be creative. Always think outside the box and always have fun. I know for a fact you'll be okay. Don't be serious, okay? You can only live your life once. So be creative. Have fun in the kitchen. Don't horseplay, whatever. Learn how to do what you need to do to, you know, carry out your job. Now, you're learning new things. If you get to land a job, of course, you're going to be learning new things at work. You're practically going to throw out your book from school. All the stuff that you learned, the whole nine yards, is going to go out the window. You're going to get a fresh new lesson when you start your new employment at that restaurant. The first year of service will be heck in the kitchen. We all know that. Could be any job, really. You're learning how things work for that restaurant, which you're working in. You're also learning the recipes. Your bosses are, of course, eyeballing every move that you make, including the head chef at the kitchen. You're worried about your reputation and so much other things, but just keep in mind, never call in for the first 90 to 107 days, 70 days of your employment, unless you're sick as a dog. Now, some employers need a doctor's note for you to return to work. So make sure you go get one. If you don't, you can kiss that job. goodbye, and you can't appeal that. Unless you bring it, go ahead and bring in to Dr. Snoke. Make sure you go to work and explain what's going on. 80% of the time, your boss will send you home because you're sick for the day. Remember, you won't get paid for that day, so don't make a habit of getting sick. Normally, there is a grace period on sick time, so make sure you get a copy of the employee handbook and review all the rules. Normally, 100% of the workplaces will go by the handbook. That's how workplaces go. They want service people that works for them to help them build their work ethic and help them build the brand of their restaurant or workplace. That's it for my hot topic. Part 2 will be coming soon. But beyond that, I hope you learned something. Any questions, of course, hashtag me or ask me. Hashtag Live with Mike. But beyond that, that's it for me for this edition. Short and sweet today. Surprise, surprise. But again, coming up soon, again, we will have that special guest for you. To hang out with us, to talk about some good stuff. The First Amendment activist group, one of the leaders. Again, we're setting up a podcast with one of the top First Amendment activists from Houston, Texas. He's been, again, seen on local news, and he audits the local police departments or police officers. We will soon have the founder of News Now Houston, Mr. David Warden, on the show with me. Again, this will be an interesting conversation, I tell you. There's a lot to know about this. You've seen cameras being destroyed. Again, the video being destroyed. You've seen people getting arrested that records police officers or federal agents. You see that a lot on YouTube or on the news. We're going to be talking to him here very soon about this issue. This is an ongoing issue. I hate to say that, but it is the truth. All right, that's it for me. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for watching another edition of Live with Mike.